Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, May 8. Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman appointed head of government's HOPE program, ground broken for more serviced lots in Clarendon, and health ministry to implement 10-year strategic plan. The details after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money now.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Now the news. Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman has been appointed National Coordinator of the Housing Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program being implemented by the government. This was officially announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness at a press conference Monday at Jamaica House.
The commendations from the Army for Colonel Rickman were so high in this regard that we thought it would make eminent sense to bring the skills and expertise of Colonel Rickman into the HOPE program.
Prime Minister Holness says the first order of business for Colonel Rickman will be addressing the matter of employment under the HOPE program. Colonel Rickman is on secondment from the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, where he served as commanding officer of the Engineering Regiment. The HOPE program, announced by Prime Minister Holness earlier this year, aims to provide educational and job opportunities for young persons aged 19 to 24 years who are not employed or enrolled in school or any program of training. In the meantime, the government is to develop a National Service Corps in document preservation. This is being executed as part of the Housing Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program. The focus of the Document Preservation Corps will be to assist various government agencies in digitizing valuable historical documents that are currently in paper-based or audio-recorded formats.
Now, that's something valuable for the country. That skill can be used right across government. The HOPE program will identify the youngsters, give them the necessary skills, bring them under an apprenticeship framework, and set them to work in building a better, more efficient Jamaican public service.
The Prime Minister outlined that the Jamaica Information Service is one of the agencies that will assist in this aspect of the HOPE program. Ground has been broken for the development of 150 serviced lots in Chateau Gardens, Birdshill, Clarendon. The groundbreaking represents the start of phase one of a project being undertaken by the National Housing Trust, NHT, to provide over 500 housing solutions, totaling $593 million. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who also broke ground for 85 housing solutions in Longville Park, Clarendon, 2 weeks earlier, committed to using the NHT's funds to provide even more affordable housing opportunities for Jamaicans.
We want to build as many housing solutions as possible for Jamaican people. The NHT is taking what I call a wholesome approach to building houses, and we support and endorse that.
Mr. Holness says the NHT is projecting the delivery of 5,000 to 10,000 affordable housing solutions over the medium to long term as it seeks to meet the growing demand for housing island-wide. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the ministry, as part of efforts to restructure the organizational arrangement of public health, will complete and begin implementation of the 10-year strategic plan. This, he says, will seek to strengthen areas such as maintenance, project management, procurement and inventory control, as well as re-examine the efficiency of the current regional health authorities, among other things. Dr. Tufton says the health ministry will expand the national health insurance scheme under the National Health Fund, focusing on stakeholder participation and the need for Jamaicans to take greater personal responsibility.
Our current attitude to public health administration needs to experience a paradigm shift. We must get our country to focus on prevention rather than cure. Prevention in ensuring personal health. Prevention to avoid the collapse of our health infrastructure.
Dr. Tufton was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.